Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. You know, we all need to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification because we make ourselves toxic on a daily basis. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help fibromyalgia by balancing pH. In fibromyalgia, you can reduce the flare-ups that occur by balancing whether you're acid or alkaline in your body. When your pH is more in balance, you improve circulation and natural detoxification to reduce inflammation. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who used their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation. The work was craniosacral therapy, working with the brain and spinal cord. Then we learned visceral manipulation, how to release the tissues of the organ so that they can function better. And then, most importantly, I learned about the lymphatic system and how this one system cleans every system in your body. And even though it's really not understood in the idea of health and disease, every single person needs to know how to take care of this system because we all have one and it cleans us. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, was published in 2006. And my course, which was just published, it's on demand. It's Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. Both explain how we are filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this myth science, how we're filling with cellular waste because our lymphatic system is not working, I developed body work called Lymphpractic. It's care for your lymphatic system that improves the functioning of most systems in your body. I use this work in Scottsdale, Arizona, where I help clients help a myriad of diseases. It doesn't matter what it is. Most health problems from stress, anxiety, depression, swelling, it does not matter. Pain, all get better when we maintain the lymphatic system. It's the real use of proper science, real science. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world and taking steps to improve your lymphatic system, and especially improving your lymph flow, can benefit your health and life. So what is fibromyalgia? The term fibromyalgia means muscle and fibrous connective tissue pain. Did you know that in the Merck manual, this is what doctors learn from, fibromyalgia, I don't know if it still is, was listed as something that was in the client's head, meaning it wasn't even a real disease, that the patient is just, you know, it's all in their head. Well, I can tell you for sure that fibromyalgia is a real disease. We just do not see the toxicity. It's in the body. We don't see how the lymphatic system becomes constricted, and this makes us acidic, and we fill with inflammation. Your lymphatic system maintains every system in your body, every tissue, your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, your blood vessels, your nerves, your spinal cord, and brain. Throughout your body, you have fascia, which is like a webbing of tissue that goes from your head to your toes. It holds your organs, your blood vessels, your muscles, even your nerves in place. As this fascia becomes overly acidic, this webbing can constrict around muscles and nerves, even blood vessels, and create pain. To be diagnosed with fibromyalgia, you have to have a history of widespread pain lasting for more than 3 months. They used to use 18 designated tender points. You would have to have a certain amount of these. I think it was about 11 for you to have to be diagnosed with fibromyalgia. They no longer use that you have to have a certain amount of tender points. The defining symptoms of fibromyalgia are chronic widespread pain, really intense fatigue, sleep disturbances, heightened pain in response to any pressure, and you could also have tingling in the skin, muscle spasms, weakness in the limbs, nerve pain, muscle twitching, palpitations, and bowel disturbances like IBS. Now, many people experience cognitive function known as fibro fog. And, you know, we see fibrofog or inability to think in many things. And there's chemo brain. Many people just have foggy thinking. And this really has to do with whether your brain is able to clean. You know, our lymphatic system has been found to take the major outflow of cerebral spinal fluids. So we know that it is a major part to maintaining your brain. So if you are not thinking clearly, we have to maintain this. So it's important to see that the fibromyalgia has many different symptoms. It's not just one thing. It's many things. Anxiety, depression, weakness, inability to think, digestive problems. When the lymphatic system becomes compromised due to an acidic pH, you have multiple health problems because it's stopping your system that cleans every system. Now, females are more affected than men, 2-1. One study found increased levels of pro-inflammatory cytokines in fibromyalgia, which may increase sensitivity to pain and contribute to mood problems. Now, cytokines are produced by a broad range of cells, including immune cells like macrophages, B lymphocytes, T lymphocytes, and mast cells. If the lymphatic system cannot efficiently clean the tissues of cytokines, which are really something that's meant to be good to go after viruses, bacteria, and cancer, but if it gets trapped in your tissues, they create inflammation. Fibromyalgia is about a toxic, inflamed body. So let me explain my beliefs on how fibromyalgia is really due to an acidic pH and compromised lymphatic system. It's not a mystery. When a person with fibromyalgia exerts themselves, the next day they have a flare-up. It's because they are improving their circulation and they're moving and releasing waste that's been stored in their tissues that's going to make them more inflamed and toxic for a day or two. And we see this as a flare-up. My book, as well as my course and my website, all explain how when you're overly acidic, your lymphatic system becomes compromised, constricts, and cellular waste, your own cellular waste, parts of cells, fibrin, fat, lactic acid, can build in any part of the body and create inflammation. And this often happens in our shoulders and neck because our major lymph drain is in your neck, right on either side of your neck. One little vessel takes thousands of lymph vessels have to dump into there. So when we become tight in our shoulders, this waste builds across our shoulders, under our shoulders, into our lungs, into our throat, and makes problems. You need to use my information to help reduce pain and discomfort, also to prevent and to control the fibromyalgia. We don't want it getting worse. Remember, the lymphatic system helps reduce toxicity and inflammation by reabsorbing cellular waste from the tissues, from your organs, from your blood vessels, even from your nerves. When the lymphatic system is not working optimally, your skin and nerves can build with cellular waste, creating inflammation, pain, and whatever health problem you're having. Before I talk about how to help fibromyalgia by balancing your pH, which is something we all have to think about, I just want to remind you that I help clients who have cancer, Lyme disease, pain, brain issues, swelling, lymphedema, lipedema in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system, natural detoxification, and make you feel deeply relaxed in your body and mind. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. I promise, often within one call, you have a different understanding of your disease and you're better able to attack it. Remember, check out my life-changing on-demand course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. Start gaining more control over your health today. 7 lessons, 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help you learn to detox and maintain your lymphatic system. It'll help most health problems. And it's simple and easy, and you'll have it for the rest of your life. To help fibromyalgia, the goal is to balance the body's pH. We just can't take pills or just sit around and rest all day. It's really important to manually optimize lymph flow to improve natural detoxification of cellular waste, cytokines, and fibrin that is limiting circulation. Start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. I often say it's not about being perfect in your diet and lifestyle. It's more about learning how to take a few days, a few weeks, and for some people they may be so sick they may need a few months of cleaning up, of balancing the pH of the body by putting more fruits and vegetables in and putting in supplements that may help remove waste. We have to understand pH. pH is potential of hydrogen. When we have more hydrogen in our body, we have more acidity. When we have more oxygen, we have more alkalinity. And it is damaging either too acidic or too alkaline. We want to be in balance where we have some hydrogen and some oxygen. It's called hydroxides in our blood. So how many medications do you take? Medications deplete magnesium, most of them. This adds to your need to balance pH. How many ounces of water are you drinking?